much.
Well, hold on to your seatbelts. It's Pastor Pussycats member Ace Von Johnson. How you doing, Ace?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's very nice to be here to support Ryan James Dio and cancer research. What does it mean to you?
It means a lot to me, actually. I've had several members of my family with cancer, including my mother, who passed away from it. So it definitely hits home. So, you know, anything I could do to support. I actually came down, I had a ticket, so I came down just to support, and I got wrangled into this side of things, and I'm happy to be here in this capacity as well. So, you know, anything to help the cause, you know. Wendy's great, and it's a great organization that her and Lonnie started, and like I said, just happy to be here.
We're all happy to be here, and I had a grandmother who died of cancer when I was 18, so I know the feeling.
Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. How much did Ryan James Dio impact your life?
Oh, man.
I know. That's a tough question.
Immensely. I just did a thing the other day where I got in an argument in an interview because I said my favorite Sabbath album is Heaven and Hell. And
I think that's because the
age demographic that I fall into, the Sabbath album that came out when I was a kid, for me that was new, was dehumanizing. So when that record came out, that was my first new Sabbath album. And then I kind of went backwards into the Sabbath career, and then, you know, up and down with Dio and everything. And because, of, again, same thing with my age, my favorite Dio record is Strange Highways, followed by Holy Diver. So just because it means a lot to me, like, you know, like stuff you get into when you're a kid. So, I've been a fan since I was 11, so, you know, 20 some odd years. And, you know, just being a part of this is just awesome. Knowing Wendy is awesome, and I'm here as a fan, really. You know,
I think we're all, even though we're members of the press, I think we're all here as fans as well, because I never met Ronnie, but I know he made a big impact in my life as a singer. It broke my heart when he died, and especially when I heard the last Heaven and Hell record. I mean, that was an amazing album. Are you going to be bowling tonight? And if you are, how are you out in the lanes?
I was considering it, but I'll be honest, I dropped the road case on my foot this afternoon. So if you notice, when I'm walking around, I'm limping. So I'm going to opt out of the bowling. But I was considering joining the Bisto Blanco Bolo team. But I think today I'm just going to stay, have some cocktails, bother Eddie Trunk here, and show my love for everything going on.
Oh, yeah, please bug him for stories about Ronnie, because if you want to know more about Ronnie, he'll tell you.
Yeah.
Well, Ace, thank you very much. And I'll see you the next time Pastor Pussycat comes to town. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it the last time
Pussycat
you came.
Or LA Guns, since I'm with them now, too.
Oh, well, either one, I'm definitely going to come and see you next time, all right?
Very cool.